My name is Kirsty Rayner, and I am obsessed with all things mindset, meditation, business, and helping you to overcome those mindset blocks and magical breakthroughs in every season of life. I'm a multiple business owner, accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, a yogi with 10 years marketing experience on paper, but informally, I'm obsessed with growth, a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the secrets and hacks to get you in an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast.
Welcome back to the Mindset and Me podcast. So I didn't actually have this episode planned for today, but given the current events that have been happening in the world with our dear queen, I wanted to come in and record a solo episode. It is actually being recorded just after the Queen's funeral. I decided that it was really important for me to get up at 3 a.m. to navigate our way through the crowds and get to the procession, get to a space in London to be able to watch the procession. I personally love the royal family. I know everyone has different views, but for me personally, I love them. I love what they stand for, but I especially love the Queen and her ethos, the way that she's presented herself to the world, the things that she's had to endure and overcome. And she's such a strong character for us to be able to appreciate and to reflect on. And I know it's really easy for me. I live in London. You know, it took me a while to get there. And I'll kind of talk you through what it was like, but for people globally even to pay their respects in the way that they did, I've been blown away by the countless messages I've had on Instagram, even emails from people just sending well wishes. And I think it's a really beautiful way to reflect. So when I thought about the power of maybe this podcast episode, I really wanted to focus on change. And change is inevitable, change is uncomfortable. And I know that so many of us are navigating change daily, endlessly. And yet we still put this pressure on ourselves that we have to know how we're supposed to feel. And the Queen's death maybe didn't come as so much of a surprise, but I think it shocked us how we felt. And there was a huge loss and sense in the air. Nobody could really talk about anything else. Any shop you go into, any conversation you were having, any restaurant, it was just to talk about the Queen. And it was really, really beautiful, actually, even meeting people in coffee shops and having that conversation and that commonality that brought us all together, not only as a nation, but globally. And I can't really think of anyone else in the world who would be able to do that. Nobody under the age of 70 knows any different than to have a queen, and that unites a nation and the world, in fact, in a way that, yeah, I can't really imagine anything else can do. She's the most famous person in the world. She's has the kindest soul, but I think everyone can tell a personal story. And for me, you know, she really reminds me of my grandma, and my grandma would always talk about the Queen. Every time I saw my grandma, she would talk about the Queen. Similarly, my mum, we were all in the Queen's guides. And there's just been, within my life and the way I've been brought up, which is adoration and ultimate respect for her. And so to be able to go and pay my final respects was completely moving. Even when I'm talking about it now, I haven't really processed it. So you're kind of getting the raw emotion here. God, so if I don't cry again on the podcast, I did promise I won't do that again. But I think just going there and even kind of walking there in the morning, I have never seen more police, motorbikes everywhere. The army was deployed, and I knew there would be, but everyone, again, it was solemn. You know, everyone was showing kindness. You could see people grieving. And when we kind of decided where we were going to go, we decided to go to Whitehall because we wanted to find an area that, I guess, reflected the mood. So I've been to the royal wedding on the Mall, and it was upbeat and it was amazing. And it just wasn't really that feeling. It was quite solemn. And so we decided to go to Whitehall and to navigate our way there, kind of meeting some other people at Victoria and walking up together. And this is like 4:30 in the morning. So we're walking our way there, and obviously so many roads are blocked off, but you just see all different types of people from all different walks of life. There were people, grandparents with grandchildren, young children, people, elderly people. There was a beautiful woman who I was told a story of, and she's 96 years old, and she went to school with the Queen, and she still has the prayer book that the Queen gave her with a personal inscription in it. And this lady was there, you know, she was there camping out, wanting to see her, wanting to pay her final respects. It was just amazing to see. There were people who had camped. Obviously, I was not quite that brave, but we got there early and we were just plonked ourselves down because it was so early when we arrived. I mean, I'm talking like 10 to 5 in the morning. We had a blanket, we had a picnic out. We just pretended it was brunch. So we were like, fine, let's start eating. Food is life. And that we got chatting to everybody around us. There was a woman and her husband and her friend, and they go to every single royal occasion. Bless her. She had all her Union Jacks on and her earrings with crowns, and it was telling us stories in front of her people who camped the night before. It was just so special. It was amazing. And then we met a photographer for Reuters, and he's just come back from the Ukraine and telling us stories of the Ukraine, but also the things that he's captured, the people that he's spoken to over this last week. It's just blown my mind. And I really wanted to be able to try to just share a snippet of what I've experienced and to kind of keep this memory going. You know, I create the podcast because I want it to be there as a resource, but also memories to reflect back on, stages in life, things that have been important. And there's nothing that's been more important than this. And it was really, really emotional. I have to say, you would see the procession obviously coming in, and obviously they have to march past you in one direction to then get to Westminster to then march back for the procession for the Queen. These young faces, these proud young men and women, it was beautiful to see. They were immaculate. They just looked so solemn. They knew the gravitas of what they were doing today. And it was, and it felt so powerful that you could actually feel the emotion in the air. I can't describe it. I was trying to describe it to my mom, and it's like, obviously it is not a happy occasion, but it was like a bonding occasion. And I feel like with COVID and everything that's gone on, and the way that we live in an online world, we're really missing those things. And it came out and it was apparent yesterday. And it was just beautiful. And the funeral was incredibly emotional. So they had speakers all the way down Whitehall, and so we could hear everything. We had iPads, so we were trying to watch things, but actually I didn't want to watch anything in the end. I wanted to just soak in the atmosphere. And when everyone started singing God Save the King, we were all just crying because there's so much change. It feels so different. And the emotions, you can't really describe. It was just phenomenal to see everybody just there. All the flags everywhere you looked across London were all half-mast. I kind of thought they might be, but to see them everywhere was just amazing. Then obviously seeing the procession and seeing the Queen go past and King Charles, and just William and Harry looked just absolutely devastated. But it was that moment when, you know, she passed by out of view and thought, that's the last time that we will ever see her. And it was in that moment that it felt really real, like this, almost like this connection to this thing that I had with my grandma, who sadly passed a while ago, is kind of gone now. And so, yeah, I really felt that deeply. It's really hard to explain, and maybe you think I've been too emotional. I don't know. But for me personally, that's how it felt. And for people I was speaking to, you know, it was a lot to be there. The atmosphere felt heavy. You know, the air felt heavy. It felt thick. And it felt almost like you couldn't breathe. Yeah, like you're just hearing the beat of the drum and the marching. And it was a lot. And it is something that I am never going to forget. I'm so pleased I made myself get up, because believe me, when my alarm went off, I thought, oh God, can I make this? My dog was like, is it time to go for a walk? But I'm so, so pleased I did, and I went there and just paid my final respects. The funeral, the music, everything was just breathtaking. It was absolutely breathtaking. So obviously after that finished, you know, it was attempting to get back out of the crowds. And, you know, kudos to the security and everyone organising, because they were all just so helpful, so kind. All the police who'd volunteered, you know, all the services that were there, that were just, they were wonderful. And just huge respect to everybody. I don't know if somebody might be listening from that, but if you are, huge respect. And kind of walking back, and it was surreal. But then I kind of thought, I want to get home as soon as possible, because as I was traveling, she's traveling to Windsor. So I get home straight away, put the television on, and I see everything in Windsor. And I mean, seeing her horse, Emma, and her corgis as an absolute animal lover was devastating to me. I just was fully crying then. But I think as well, I was processing the emotion of the day and how that day felt. You know, to really be there like that. That's actually a moment in history that I was there living. I was there live seeing that. And that's a lot. That's a lot to take in. That's a lot to think about. And that memory I will really, really cherish it. So I still feel quite emotional, and I know that a lot of people are feeling that way too. And I thought it was really important to talk about kind of change and emotions and how to really process that. And again, this always starts with creating your baseline. And anyone who's worked with me will know that I just bang on about self-compassion all the time, but I really, really mean it. Without having self-compassion, you begin to judge yourself for the things that you're feeling, or shouldn't feel this upset, and, oh, well, you know, we all knew it was coming. And you know, maybe that's rational, but that's not how emotions work. To feel and to be emotionally intuitive is a gift. To feel and be, you know, hypersensitive, I believe, is a gift. You are able to feel in a way that others can't. You can empathize in a way that maybe others can't. And that's something that I want you to really focus on and really remember. And however you're feeling right now, stick with it and stay with it and sit in the emotion and allow yourself to feel it without judgment, without feeling like there should be a different way for me to be feeling, because I don't believe in that. I believe we're all completely unique. And actually, within this emotion often comes a gift, often comes a lesson. Something that we need to focus on. So for me, it was reflection and to really think about, why are you feeling this so deeply? What does it mean? And what's a way to look at it? What's the gift? And for me, the gift was obviously reflecting on all these memories with my grandma when I was young and the conversations that we'd have that I haven't forgotten about, but I haven't thought about in such a long time. To think about when I was in the guides and we went to London to see the Trooping of the Colour, and it was like, I was like pig in the city. It was like 9 or 10, I think, coming from a small town in Yorkshire, like, oh my God, this is amazing. And just, you know, this child who's just mesmerized by the lights and the buildings and the noise. And I remember going on the underground for the first time. I've been like, this is amazing. And my mum was actually the guide leader. Shout out, mum. And so, you know, it was like just going to London with my mum to see Trooping of the Colour. And that was kind of my first experience. I think I was 9. I was super young anyway. And there's a picture of me somewhere. I will not be sharing it. Sat outside Waterloo Station, just in my full guy's uniform, just like the biggest beaming smile on my face and thinking, I'm going to live here one day. I would, even then, as a child, I was like, I will live in London one day. Like, absolutely. But I think to reflect on that and to think of those moments has been super powerful. But also seeing the change and seeing the king. Now, even hearing people start to sing God Save the King, we were all singing it on the Whitehall, is different. Now, in my lifetime, there will never be a queen again now. And I feel very lucky to have seen both and to be able to experience both. And I'm really excited to see what the future brings. I think King Charles is going to be absolutely incredible. The way he's handled himself through this, I don't know how they've done that, losing his mum and then having to do all of this engagements and the vigils and obviously the funeral and just so publicly mourning and grieving, and you could see him heartbroken. The way he was holding himself in Windsor was, I was absolutely devastated to watch. It's a lot to watch. Also, memories came up of Diana's funeral when I watched that and how I was feeling then. And it was just, it's just a lot to process. And so take your time processing how you're feeling. Maybe to you, you feel completely unfazed by it. And also that's great. That's great too. So don't feel that you have to be feeling a different way. But I'm super excited for what the future holds. And I think, honestly, I think we're going to see some incredible wisdom that's been passed down from Queen Elizabeth to her son. He's been preparing his whole life for this, and he is going to be the most remarkable king. And how lucky we are to be living through this moment in history. So maybe this is a bit of a rogue episode, but it felt right for me to put this out. I don't want to talk about other things. Still, to me, there's nothing more important to be talking about than the Queen right now. And I didn't want to do a guest injustice, perhaps, when this is kind of what we all want to be focusing on and talking about. So I'd love to know your stories. I'd love for you to share this. If you like my anecdotes that have been in here, you know, share the story. As ever, I'm always here to talk to. You can speak to me on Instagram, which is @KirstyRayner, or @MindsetAndMePodcast. Share this, maybe write a review. In fact, actually, if you've got a really good story with the Queen, I'd love you to write it in the review so that I can see it. And obviously everyone else can then see it, because I think it's so interesting. It's just so interesting to hear how people became obsessed with the Queen. What's your personal story? You know, what's your lesson? What's the gift you found from this experience? And how are you finding and navigating the change? And just take a moment to reflect on that. So thank you for listening this week. Super micro episode, but poignant, powerful. And in my opinion, I'm just super grateful that I get to record this and have something living on, really, as I've just experienced it. So I hope you can kind of understand a little bit more what it was like to be in Whitehall and the feelings and the mood. And as we all just watched, what a moment. So thank you so much. You know what part of the podcast it is. It's time to get really cozy, really comfortable as we go into this week's mini meditation. So I just want you to start by gently closing your eyes. Taking a moment and drawing in some nice deep breaths all the way down the throat, through the heart space and into the belly. Really feel that breath. Listening to anything that might be coming up for you, any thoughts, maybe any resistance within the body, and just try to allow that to leave with the exhale. Try to let go. Take a moment. And I want you to place one hand on the heart center, one hand onto the belly. And I want you to really feel your breath and feel that connection to the body. I want you to slightly bow the head, just almost so the chin is just level. I often find we bow our heads too far, restrictive of breath. So just a slight bow and maybe a slight curve in the spine. Breathing all the way into the body. And as you exhale, I want you to almost feel a release, We need to imagine we can visualize those waves, the waves of emotion that come up for us. But as we inhale, we feel the wave rise. And as we exhale, we feel the wave fall. Try to visualize in the body. Breathing deeply. Inhale to feel the wave rise. Exhale to fall. Feel the emotion. Nice deep breath. Inhale to rise. Exhale to fall. Inhale. Take a moment to show yourself compassion for coming here right now, for being in this meditation, this simple, peeled back meditation, focus on breath, breath body connection. Nice deep inhale, feel that wave rising. Imagine yourself floating at the top, gentle, nothing holding you down. Exhale to release. Drawing in that breath, rise to the top. And exhale to release. I'm going to stop talking now and just keep the music flowing for a few more minutes to stay in your meditation. Thank you so much for being here. Keep breathing. Nice deep breath in.